Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Good question here as to our poll question. Do the football players still have to go to school? I'm wondering how they'll practice, or will they still have to practice for next year or anything else? Do they still have to get that education? Interesting, Bob. I don't know. But today's poll question is, did UNR make the right decision by canceling the Wolfpack season? The way everybody else was, they wouldn't have had anybody to play. I mean, I'm sure they would have, but would it have been any entertaining? Would we have been able to go to the games? That's part of the fun. If it was just about the game, then everybody would just watch it on TV where available. They wouldn't go pack stadiums. They wouldn't have tailgate parties. It would just be a game. It's not. It's about the camaraderie. It's about getting together. It's about the competition, the trash talk, the laughing. For some, the drinking, getting crazy. It's a release. But once again, a liberal organization, because most universities across this country are of liberal means. It just surprises me, though, because sports, let's be honest, that's the cash cow. They don't care about the other sports that don't bring in, you know, the sponsorships and things like that. We've seen that with rifle teams, champions. Yeah. It's all about politics. So should homeowners associations be banned from including any political signs or flag restrictions in their bylaws? 66% said yes. 34% said no. Yes, there are some of your neighbors who don't want to know what political party you are with or what country you love. They couldn't care less. They don't want to see it. It upsets them. It offends them. What can I say? Poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we appreciate that. Let's go back to the text lines. This is great. Mon, thank you so much. This is from Sheriff Mack. If you don't know who he is, you should check him out. Yes, there is a pandemic going on right now. But it's not the coronavirus pandemic. It's the pandemic of corruption. Sorry. My producer is writing to me, and I guess I make our next guest nervous. And I could not possibly see why. I just adore the man. Let's get Jim Peckham on from Fish Friends in Service Helping in Carson City, the executive director. Jim, thank you so much for being on the show, even though I am intimidating.
Well, you know, I just told him you make me nervous, and especially with the lead-in, you talked about corruption, and then you introduced me, and it's like, oh man, I don't want to be connected to that.
That was something completely different, completely different. For the record, I would trust you I'd trust you with my bank account. How about that? I'd give you my social security number, just like that guy on TV. So, Jim, let's talk about Friends in Service Helping, because I don't know if you were listening early, but we even had a caller who said they weren't familiar with Fish. They didn't know what that was. So, first off, before I get into the questions of what's going on right now, give us a history of the past.
Yeah, Fish, otherwise known as Friends in Service Helping, we've been around for, since 79, so 41 years of providing services to the communities. I like to use the acronym of FISH to describe what we do. We provide food, instruction, shelter, and health care to people in need. For the most part, we focus on the rurals, but with the homeless populations and whatnot, we handle tons and tons of people. And in the worst of the economic times, we're helping about 10,000 people. We were down to about 6,000. Our whole goal is to give people a hand up, not a handout, help them to be prepared for life. And if we're working harder than they are, then something's wrong. So they've got to work as hard as us or harder to be successful. A lot of times it's people that have hit rock bottom because of drugs, mental health, economics, you know, whatever it might be. And I've been getting an awful lot of people that are coming here and saying, hey, I understand that sometimes you help some people that Monica talks about and we want to be involved in it. And unfortunately, Stop. We can't give out much information on clients, but we do certainly help an awful lot of people. I mean, some of them are business owners. Some of them, have PhDs. Sometimes it's, you know, someone going through a divorce, a death in the family, a fire. I mean, there's all kinds of different emergencies that we help with. So we are.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing
a surge.
Sometimes people have the means. They just need to be able to get, you know, to their job. And if a little gas card helps, you know, that makes a huge difference to somebody who wants to work, who wants to go out and make that money. But maybe they've started a job and the paychecks haven't come yet, you know, from losing something else.
And pre-employment, we do a lot of things where somebody has to get fingerprinted or has to do some kind of background check or drug test or take a OSHA class or something of that sort. They need steel-toed shoes, and we take care of all that sort of thing as well.
To
make sure that they can move forward.
What I appreciate is you're local. You know, I appreciate the organizations that are founded and funded in communities because, you know, when the situation with Brian came up, I just called you and I said, hey, you know, some listeners just want to drop off letters and cards or envelopes for them. Could you just hang on to them? And you were right there willing to do it. You didn't have to go through corporate approval or, you know, something like that just to do something simple.
Yeah, we're not a government agency. We're much more nimble. We try and provide services that are more individualized than one size fits all. We don't, generally speaking, seek out any kind of government funding, though I have to admit, they made that PPP pretty non-bureaucratic, and we did take advantage of that, which doesn't happen very often because normally when we get some kind of government, or in the past when we've gotten government funding, it's been more bureaucratic than it's been worth.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of people say, too, you know, there's all these programs out there, but there's nothing ever for me. So if you do get a chance to get some of your own money back, then definitely take the advantage. Jim, this is so, and I hate to use the term because it's so overused, but this is so unprecedented. You know, we haven't seen need like this and such a shutdown. You go from, you know, 3.5% unemployment to 14.5% unemployment, and it shocks people and it overwhelms systems like yours.
Yeah, the biggest challenge, and I'm going to take my daughter's terminology. She does the best job. She says, Dad, it's just weird. And it's like, it really is.
Yeah.
All of our fundraising opportunities, in our thrift stores, which are fundraisers, we have three of those. They were shut down. Our fundraisers all had to be canceled. So all the normal food collection events all had to be canceled, and yet we were still open every day, providing services to the people that needed it. A lot of what we do is provide hope. A lot of people come to us hopeless, and they can't even see straight, let alone think about what their next steps are. And we work with them. Some people takes a couple of months. Some people take several years to be able to make an impact. And again, the plight of, again, some of the folks that you talked about on air, we're able to help. But I've had newspaper editors. Newspapers haven't done that well. I've got a number of different people that were in very prominent positions in the community that find themselves in need, and we help them. And we can only do that because the community supports us. And
is there anything that you specifically are lacking right now?
Right now, the biggest issue we're having is some of the sanitation equipment that is all on back order because the whole world, especially once the school started, there's these little electrostatic machines to spray the disinfectant on all the different surfaces. And so we've got shelters and we've got food banks and we've got dining rooms and not to mention the thrift stores and everything else. So it's just getting that equipment and getting the supplies, which all the prices have gone up because people know they can charge more for the disinfectant. That's one of the big things we're dealing with right now. And then trying to upgrade all of our computers and things of that sort so that we, if someone does get COVID and they're at home, they can still get some work done. Whereas that's never been an issue in the past. So, it's a lot of different things. And then I think I've mentioned on your show once before that we also started another program just before COVID started where we purchased an outdated motel that we're going to renovate. And we're going to make that available for people who are underemployed, have a good work history, but just don't have the education to be able to move ahead. And if they've got the academic skills, then basically we'll work on adopting them, give them the housing. We've got another foundation that'll pay for a certificate program at WNC in manufacturing, construction, IT, or healthcare. We're also working with some of the trades like the electrical union and things of that sort to get people into some of these programs. But they just don't have the time because they're working so hard and not making enough ends to make ends meet. So we'll pour a lot of money into them. In one year instead of a little bit over 12 years.
Let's go back to the hotel for just a minute. When you start the progress of renovating and getting all of that done, we've got a lot of tradespeople who are working part-time or less. And I mean, do they have the opportunity to volunteer for you to come and help clean this property up?
Yeah, we've been able to do a little bit of that in the past. We haven't reached out to do that. And I mean, ultimately we're going to bulldoze the property. Right now it's just a funding scenario, but we engage the community. We've worked with Western Nevada College. They've got a construction program and we give some people some hands-on experience there.
That's great.
Go ahead.
Can I make a suggestion instead of just bulldozing it? Do a donation and let people come out and demolish it. Swing sledgehammers. Because I tell you, when I had to do some demolition at a property that we were renovating, it was so therapeutic. I just felt so good after destroying this fireplace. My husband's like, don't go crazy. I would say, hey, $20 and you get to swing a sledgehammer for an hour or so. And I tell you, that's going to fill up those coffers and probably pay for the entire renovation.
That's a good idea. And I've heard of those programs, but we're also going to let the police and fire department have at it for a little bit before we demolish it. But again, that's probably 18 months away. We're still have to fundraise to pay for all the things and to move it forward. And
you mean you actually have the money before you do something?
Yeah, that's kind of our MO.
Imagine that.
I can't raise taxes on you to collect.
Boy,
it,
so. You really aren't involved with the government, are you? So okay. Well, Jim, this has been a great conversation. I got to let you go, but I hope we've educated more people in the community of what FISH actually does and how can people get a hold of you or donate to the organization.
Yeah, we've got Facebook is pretty popular. NV Fish, as in Nevada Fish. NV, not jealousy. So NV Fish. We're also nvfish.com. We're redoing our website, but it's in an awkward stage right now. But certainly, that's another place that people can get information about us. And we've got locations in Carson, Lyon, Story, and Douglas counties.
And if you can get in on the giving monthly, get set up on the program and your credit cards automatically billed once a month for this, whatever amount you designate. And it just makes it easy, because right. Sometimes your favorite charities are out of sight. They're out of mind. And you guys are always on my mind.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and we are a nonprofit and so tax deductible. And this year with the CARES Act, and some people might not be aware of this, but typically you can only donate up to and deduct up to 30% of your income from your taxes. And they, as a part of the CARES Act, it's up to 100%. So people can donate a lot more. The government's trying to encourage people to fill in where the government can't.
That's good to know.
That's something that people can donate more this year than they have in the past and still be able to deduct it.
Perfect. Jim Peckham, thank you so much for joining me today, and God bless and good luck with all you have coming up in the future. We really appreciate what you do for the community. Jim Peckham, FISH, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right, we'll be back after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this fabulous Wednesday. A few headlines going on around the world. President Trump donated twice to Kamala Harris before he was president. Don't care about that. Let's see. Georgia high school that opened now has to close for a month over spiking coronavirus. Jeez. Country Music Hall of Fame announces 2020 inductees. Again, where is it helping the American people and getting things back to normal? We gave the government 2 weeks like they asked. Why are we still on lockdown? Some people say, and I do believe this, that the president gave people just enough rope to hang themselves and to show the American public what they are truly about. And Governor Sisolak is falling right into that. People are in a bad place right now, and it's just going to get worse. Because NV Energy has announced, and also the Las Vegas Valley Water District, they plan to resume disconnecting some customers for non-payment. So those who were benefiting from what's going on with the coronavirus, lack of employment, if you're not paying your bills and you have a past due balance, You better get with them and show them that you are facing financial hardships due to the coronavirus. Because if you don't, starting in September, which is unbelievably just 3 weeks away, you'd think house arrest would move slower, but it doesn't. Starting in September, they will start disconnecting people again. So better get your ducks in a row, because if you've been fibbing and just not paying your bill, it's not going to be good. It's time for a Fox News update and more live and local information, like, oh, huh, who's pushing a brand new county master plan and not having input from the community? Well, boy, that could just be anybody. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by of Nissan of Carson City. Did UNR make the right decision by canceling the Wolfpack football season? Pretty much all the colleges just, nope, not going to do it. Not going to take any chances. Which is really unusual, because every time those players step out on the field, they take a chance. Broken bones, concussions, torn ligaments, career-ending injuries. Yet a virus that is 99% survivable, that's what takes them down. Sounds like politics to me. I wonder if Governor Sisolak had any hand in their decision. Keeping funds from the school. Just curious. This is the bad part of what is going on right here. So who is it? Is it Story County? Is it Lyon County? Is it Washoe County? Is it Churchill? Is it Carson? It's Douglas County. Three commissioners, Penzel, Walsh, and Rice, are aggressively pushing to get the new master plan approved before the end of the year. Before the end, or before the new board is seated. Huh. Kind of reminds me of that Supreme Court thing that went on. Well, we got to get them in now because, you know, we don't want to let the new presidency vote on it. Nah. No. This is local. This is what your neighborhood is going to look like. The advancement you want for your community. Being pushed by those you elected. Because of this Wuhan bat virus, and I'm quoting here from a listener, not enough county residents have had an opportunity to even be made aware of the new master plan. The commissioner should be just, you know, knocking on every single door. Hey, did you know we were doing this? Wear a mask, get out in the fresh air, meet the community. A new board will be seated in only 4 months. They should be given the courtesy to vote. Are they pushing for the new master plan? If you live in Douglas County, did you even know that there's a new master plan? Well, if you didn't, you better get with your commissioners. Because they're jamming this thing through. A lot of things in every single county being rammed through that you know nothing about because open meeting laws are being violated right now. Oh, well, it's up on Zoom. You can watch it on the internet. You can make comments beforehand. No. Want to make comments after you give us all your so-called facts. Want to be heard. Your right to be heard. Violated. City councils, county commissions, planning commissions, all of them. Your rights being denied. We'll get the attorney general involved. Yeah, right. He has over 200 open meeting law complaints backlogged. And they've been backlogged sitting there for a long time. Some of them even before the coronavirus shutdown. The election infection shutdown. I can't even imagine what this state would be like if people actually stood up for their rights. Because the government, state of Nevada or United States, does not have the authority to shut down your business. Unfortunately, because of the courts, because of lawyers, because of laws, because of manipulation of those laws, the only thing you can do is sue. And that doesn't work for the working class. It seriously does not work. We don't have the money to pay the lawyers. What is the first thing that the elite say when you go up against them? We'll keep them tied up in court. Why is all this going on? Because a man was tied up in court for 3 years. Lost everything. I mean, everything. His livelihood, his home. Thank goodness his family stuck together. Because there's always something that you can do. Well, he stood and fought. That man, General Flynn. That's what all this is about. Because if you were paying attention, there's all kinds of indictments being opened and being prosecuted right now that the mainstream media will not bring to you. The president was talking about some great accomplishments during a press conference the other day. About Obamagate. You know, another one of those conspiracy theories. Another one of those things that the mainstream media kept saying that President Trump needs to be under psychiatric care. He has, you know, no thought, no reasoning to be doing this. That big conspiracy theory by those who do follow Q? Yeah. It's true. The Obama administration spied with the help of the Federal Bureau investigation on an incoming president and his administration and set things up. That's called treason. And it's going into the courts now. It was quite interesting that when the president announced that and put everything out there, not one single member of the so-called press asked him a question about it. I love watching the press briefings because every single reporter in there is a hypocrite and unethical, except for Chanel from AON and a few others. But for the most part, they tell you what they want you to know. Oh, and by the way, they twist it before they tell it to you. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Ryan this morning. He wants to talk about unemployment lawsuits. What do you think, Ryan? Is that what people need to do?
Yeah, and also I think yesterday some of your callers were calling and complaining, saying they don't have a problem with the unemployment case being bounced from the PUP to Dieter. Well, if I understand it correct, they should be complaining to I know there's this big class action lawsuit that's going against Dieter right now. I think they need to talk to the lawyer and a judge and explain to them what's going on, that they're being bounced from one part of Dieter to the PUP and back and forth, and they're not, you know, they're making it look like they're, what you're saying yesterday, how they're making it look like they're trying to do something, but really they're just bouncing it back and forth.
Yeah.
Because there is a big class action lawsuit going on right now, and I think that's why SB5 got passed, because I think the Democrats and Senate and Governor Sissy Pants was trying to, you know, they were trying to get something done to make themselves look good with a higher, you know, the strike force with the Congressman or Senator Buckley hiring this new director Dieter and passing SB5. They're trying to make themselves look good to the point where, you know, they don't get hammered hard in this class action lawsuit. I think Brian and some other people that are, you know, that are being bounced around, they need to get their you know, talk to the lawyer or the judge who just class action lawsuit and say, listen, they're not following food. Dieter's lying to you guys, and we have, you know, here's our paperwork to back it up.
Well, that he is with the thanks to Al Kramer. That is now going to the legal counsel. So we thank him tremendously for that. But sometimes people just don't have the means to go through all of this BS, and they have to sit back and watch what the other people have gone through and what they are going through. And the fact that we can't keep a director in the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation really concerns me. Because we're appointing people to these directorships that are not qualified, that don't know what they're doing. Just because they did well in another position doesn't mean they'll do well in getting this promotion into something else. People who are unqualified are being put in positions in this state government as, should I say it, favors, paybacks. Is that how a state should be run? Is that what happens when things all of a sudden fall through? I wonder how our medical director got his position. One of the directors giving the advice to the governor to keep us shut down. You know, the guy who doesn't have a license to practice here in Nevada, who's still there, that nobody seems to care. Where are the actual epidemiologists on this? Where are the actual doctors with the infectious disease who have said, this is no worse than a bad case of flu? And yet we are letting it all go to garbage. Everything that we've been battle-born for, everything that we've been Nevada strong for. Governor Sisolak is literally destroying it with one swipe of his hand. So not only do we need to get Republicans elected into office, more Republicans, get those Democrats out of elected seats. By the way, there is a fundraiser for Barb Hahn, who is running for the assembly at Famous Dave's tonight, 6 o'clock. Enjoy some great barbecue and meet Barb. Get out whenever you can to one of these fundraisers, because this is literally the only way that you are going to be able to meet candidates. Even if you just want to see what she's about. You don't want food? Don't have food. But at least go to these events and at least meet the people. Because I can tell you, we ain't opening up before the election. So it's going to be your only chance to meet people and find out what's really going on. Find out why we are still shut down, why people are still unemployed, why people who are unemployed still haven't gotten any money. Start asking questions. And if the answer doesn't meet the requirements of a real answer, because politicians, this is one of the ways they're elected. They can talk for hours on a particular subject and not say anything. Just listen to Joe Biden's press conferences. We'll be back after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
As we wrap up today's program, Tom, thank you so much. I did not know this. I remember, and I think a lot of people will, when Kamala Harris was running for president, she appeared on a radio show called The Breakfast Club and was asked if she supported marijuana legalization. And she just quipped, "Half of my family's from Jamaica. Are you kidding me? You know, did the whole pothead thing, it'd be a better world, brings you joy." This is from Kamala's father. "My dear departed grandmothers, whose extraordinary legacy I described in a recent essay on this website, as well as my deceased parents, must be turning in their grave right now to see their family name, reputation, and proud Jamaican identity being connected in any way, jokingly or not, with the fraudulent stereotype of a pot-smoking joy seeker in the pursuit of identity politics. Speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, we wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty." Now, was that travesty that he was talking about, was that just the pot-smoking comment, or was that Kamala altogether? You remember the woman who slept with a married governor to become AG? Boy, she's even got her family going now. That's who you want as your vice presidential running mate? When there are so many amazing, powerful women of color who actually care about communities? And you choose Kamala Harris. Interesting. I can't wait to see who the actual presidential candidate is going to be. It's going to be very exciting in the next few weeks. Lots of things happening. Make sure you pay attention. God loves you. Jesus died for your sins, and I love you too. I'm glad you're here with me. Anytime I can get with you on 92.3 and 99.1.